Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday Night Vista Live Conference Call. We are always so excited to have you on the call with us. We always like to welcome our new visitors. If there's anybody new out there, you are definitely at the right place at the right time. And I always like to highlight some of the new associates that came on this past week, if I can get their names right. But welcome, Dean Milford, Larry Bailey, Diane McIntyre, Joe Wickey, David Miller, Amanda Zook, Leonard Burkhart, Joni Yodard, Vernon Yodard, and Rachel Esch. You guys, welcome to Vista Life. So excited that you have decided to take your health in your own hands and build a business right along with it. Also, we always like to give kudos to our top sponsor. And again, it's not the first time or the second time or third or fourth that they have been in the spotlight, but Norman and Esther Wingert from Munfordville, Kentucky. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work. Also, don't forget, I was just mentioning our product of the month, Immune 5. You guys, this is the season you really, it's so stressful out there right now. Our bodies need the support that this product gives us. So don't forget to order your bottle there. Also, don't forget, until Rally, there's free shipping on all orders over 150 or more, so take advantage of that. And then we have the Racer Rally going on right now. You can get with your upline, and they can tell you all about the Racer Rally. You could practically get your whole trip at Rally, you know, paid for. Oh, and one thing I want to mention before I forget. Don't forget to put, you know, the Rally on your calendar, but also April 17th, spread the word. It's from 10 to 12 Eastern time. Dr. LeBron and Dr. Karina, they are hosting another Zoom in the spring. So you don't want to miss that. They've been putting the little flyers in our monthly shipments. If you do not have one, be sure and call the company and get the numbers and the ID and all that. So you don't want to miss it. They always have, it's always such a fun time. It's only 2 hours. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 Eastern. And they give away prizes. Sometimes they announce new products, so you don't want to miss it. It'll be a ball. But without further ado, let's get on to tonight's call. I am so excited. A dear friend of mine is going to be our guest tonight. And I always enjoy conversation. She is a brain when it comes to building the business. But I want to introduce Gail Powers. She is a regional director with Vista Life, and she built an incredible business. And I'll let her tell you all about it. I'm not for sure the length of time, but she's on a roll, and she loves Vista Life and their products. And without further ado, Gail, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. You take it away.
Okay. Thank you, Susie. Karina sent me this message last week one day and asked me if I would speak tonight. And I don't really think about things a whole lot till kind of at the last minute. I guess I'm a little bit of a procrastinator. But last night I got to thinking, you know, what am I going to say? And I got to thinking about, well, what do people think about us right now? You know, we've gone and bought this travel trailer and a fancy truck. It's got so many buttons on it. Me and OA can't figure out what half of them are. And, you know, people would say, well, y'all were living the dream as far as Vista Life affording us to do this. And so I got to thinking about living a dream. And I was raised up in a community in Atlanta that usually both parents worked, and we were never really taught to dream. If you wanted something, you had to work for it. And so I had never just dreamed. I would get out and lay in the yard and look at the clouds and, you know, daydream a little bit there. But the only time I'd ever really dreamed was in my early teenage years, and I dreamed about one day a man walking into my life and just winning my heart over. And so on August the 1st of 1970, that man walked into my life. August the 1st, a year later, I walked down the aisle to him. And this August the 1st, we will be married 50 years. And, you know, that was what I had dreamed of. And then I dreamed of having a family and have two amazing daughters. And some of y'all have met one of our children, Melanie. She's our oldest. She's just, to me, amazing. Both of our girls are. So I dreamed about having a family. I dreamed about having grandchildren one day. But other than that, I've never really dreamed. But somewhere along the way in my early childhood, God instilled in me a desire to help people. I would take up for a lot of different functions, a lot of different charities. I would go to people's houses and help them do things, and that was just always my heart. And so when I think about living a dream, to me it's not having all this material stuff. And so are we living the Vista Life dream? Yes. We're out here. Right now we're at Moccasin Creek State Park in North Georgia up above Helen. We will be here till Sunday. We just 2 weeks ago was down at West Point Lake at Whitetail down there right on the lake, and we signed up two people while we were there. So hopefully we'll get one or two or maybe more while we're here. They're predicting some rain, so won't get to get out as much. But what we do while we're out is we just socialize, walk around in the park, or talk to the neighbors that's with us. And, you know, when they say, well, what do? We say we work with a company that has supplements that improves your health, lessens your pain, and we talk to them about that. And I've had a lot of people say, Gail, I can't do this like you do. I can't just walk up and start talking to somebody. Well, I'm going to tell you, Melanie, our oldest daughter, was one of the shyest children you'd ever meet. We would go to McDonald's or something, and she'd say, I need more drink. And we would say, well, go up to the counter and get them to refill your drink. And we would sit there and watch her. She would walk up sort of close to the counter, but she would never ask for a refill. And we did things like that, trying to get her out of that shyness, but never really did it. She didn't want to participate in a lot of sports or stuff. She just wanted to do her own little thing, which is fine. But when she started working Vista Life, she came out of her shell. And people say, well, it's your daughter. That doesn't matter. I haven't pushed her. I've watched her grow. So don't tell me you can't get out here and talk to people. A couple of weeks ago, she was the top enroller that week. I think she's won every trip since she started working the business, with the exception of the very first one, and she'd only been working the business just a few weeks. So, guys, it's all a matter of getting out and doing it. Away and I went to eat the other night while we were at the Mexican place. We talked to two different couples about products. We went to talk to a gentleman about his coin collection the other day, and before we left, I had signed him up. And this is something I want people to say, well, I hadn't got an application. When Preacher Dean said, Gail, I want to use some of your products, he gave me his business card, which had his name, phone number, and address, and everything on the front of it, and I flipped it over and put his credit card number on the back. That was my application. But see, I could have used the excuse, well, I don't have an application, I can't enroll him. You know, I don't look for an excuse, I look for a solution. And one thing that frustrates me to the max is people saying we cannot get out and go places because of COVID. COVID is not a problem. It is a situation that opens the door as wide or wider than it's ever been opened for us to talk to people about our products. Men 5, Vista Vibe, CBD oil. I mean, you know, whatever, it opens the door. If you can't get out and go somewhere, do it on Facebook. Do it calling people. You know, if you hear somebody that has it, call them. I've got something that I truly believe can help you. between OA and myself, Melanie and Steve, we've probably left packages of products on porches 15 or 20 times during this time. And none of those people have had to go in the hospital. Now, they might have, they might not have had to go if I hadn't carried them the product, but I can tell you they took the product and they didn't have to go. So one thing I don't do is allow complaints, excuses, things like that to take over in my business. I try to find a solution for everything. And that's what I suggest to people to do. I am not a dreamer. I am a passionate person. These products are my passion. If you have me in a group of people that I don't even know, and I'm there 15 or 20 minutes, I'm going to talk to somebody in that crowd about our products. And so that's what people need to learn to do. Get out of their comfort zone. Now, I was not a child that was taught you can do anything you want. My life was right the opposite. I was told I couldn't, I wouldn't, I just wasn't going to be anything. But I've proved that statement wrong. And I think where part of it started turning around for me, and y'all got to remember, I'm from the South. And I was sitting on the front porch with my daddy one day, and we lived on one side of my mother and dad, and my brother lived on the other side. And I had heard my daddy my entire life say, that person doesn't have any gumption. And usually it was somebody that didn't have anything, didn't want to have anything, wouldn't keep a job. They just had no get up and go about them. So that's what I thought gumption was. But that was not my brother. My brother had a job that he'd had for 20 years. He drove a nice vehicle, had a nice home. So I asked my daddy, I said, Daddy, explain to me what gumption is. And he said to me, it is the desire to have something and the will to get up and go make it happen. Your brother doesn't have it, but you are eat alive with it. That is the moment I started believing in me, because the man that I cherished, my daddy, had told me. So I knew I could do something. And I've gradually, over the years, built up this belief in myself. Now, a lot of you on this call know I was with another company. And at that time, the president of the company was a retired two-star general. And he talked about how I always flew by the seat of my pants. And he told me he wanted me to make two goals, and he would give me 10 months to achieve it. And I told him I wanted to be in the top 10 money earners, and I wanted to be in the top 5 bonus pool money earners. Now, when I made this statement, it was not about me making the money. I knew if I was making that kind of money, I was successful. I was doing my job right. So in 10 months, when we had our convention, I was the 4th place money earner and the 1st place bonus pool money earner. Now, guys, I want to tell y'all, I cannot tell you how much money I made. I cannot tell you what my bonus checks were. But I can tell you that my retention rate, which I got an award for that night, was 78% retention. And that's what we all strive to have, is retention. Yes, we make enrollment money, but we are paid off of auto ships residually. So you want to build your auto ships, whether it be a $25 auto ship or a $300 autoship. That's where your residual comes from. So that's what you want to do, is work towards that. And so that's what I have done. That's what I strive to do. And if you have residual income, you can live off of it. You can live a life that you might not have ever dreamed of having. We paid cash for this camper. We've now paid for my husband's truck. You might not want a camper. You might not want a truck. It might be just paying your house off, buying a new car, children's scholarship, college tuitions. Whatever it is, if you would get that instilled in you and build a passion, you can have anything. But without it, it's just not going to come that easy. So that's what we've done. I have got this comfort zone about me that if I see somebody on oxygen, struggling to walk, whatever, if I don't tell them we have products that I truly believe can help them, to me, I have done them an injustice. And that makes me sad. And I've said this on a couple of different calls. I have people, five, that have come off of oxygen that were oxygen dependent. I've had seven now that we have reversed kidney failure. I have children that are no longer dependent on Ritalin to be able to go to school. We have people that their cholesterol numbers have dropped, their diabetic numbers, their blood pressure numbers. And guys, if you'll get out here and just go do it, when you have somebody that comes back to you and tells you, you have changed my life. You talk about building your confidence. It's almost like a challenge. I got to go do it again. I wonder how many times I can do this. That's the way I look at it. And, you know, O.A. and I today on our way up here, we were figuring. We can now, because of our Vista Life commission check, we can stay gone a whole month if we want to in this trailer and pay for it with our Vista Life check. Vacation for a month. So, you know, that's what we're doing. And it was never really our dream to have a travel trailer. But, you know, we weren't able to go because a lot of places weren't open. And so I truly feel like the Lord laid it on my heart. And I said, oh, wait, let's go look at travel trailers. And so I think it was the second day that we went and looked that we found this one. It's not a brand new one, but it has a crimp in the hose and shower hose that we replaced and a couple little dings on the door. It's all wood inside all of the cabinets. I mean, it is a nice one. Have an island, a fireplace, two TVs, stainless steel gas grill outside. It's got a lot of stuff on it. It wasn't a cheap one. But this opened the door for us to go and travel. I'll get to meet people that are from a lot of different states. That opens the door for me to talk to them or a way to talk to them. When we were down at the lake week before last, I was inside. He had gone somewhere. Somebody walked up and knocked on my door. And I opened the door and there was a gentleman and his wife standing there. And he said, ma'am, are you the lady that has CBD oil? See, somebody told him we were there and that we had CBD oil, and he wanted to try it. I took my personal bottle out there, put about 5 or 6 drops on his hands that he could not even move his fingers, and in 4 minutes, he said, Gail, I can move these fingers that I have not been able to move in months. He was sold. Now, do you think he's going to stop his auto ship? See, guys, that's what we want to do. We want to get results that they're going to continue to get a monthly auto ship that we're going to get paid for over and over and over again. So it has never been my desire to go make huge amounts of money, but if that's your desire, you can do it. The sky's the limit. But you've got to put legs on these dreams to make it work. And the only other thing I can say is, as far as a dream, I have one. It's instilled deep down in my heart. When I breathe my last breath here, my dream is to hear the good Lord say, "Gail, well done." Not at work in my Vista Life business, but at work in life. Being a light that shines on a hill, being an answer to somebody's prayer, just trying my best to allow God to use me to go help others. That's what my heart's desire is. And y'all, he is blessing us to do this. I feel so humbled and honored. There's just no way I can tell you. There's no way I can show you unless you just follow me around. But guys, it's there. People are in need. People are hurting with pain and with finances, with illnesses. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people have residual health conditions because of COVID. And we got stuff that will help them. But it's up to y'all. I can only do so much. I need as many of y'all out there helping tell people about these products as we can get. I'd like for us to be a household name. But guys, that's me. That's who I am. That's the way I work the business. I just get out there and do the best I can to get somebody to ask me questions that opens the door for me to talk to them about our products. But guys, it's up to y'all. You can't walk out in the front yard and hold your palms up and it fall out of the sky. You have to get out there and work it and figure out your way. Melanie couldn't do it Mama's way. She had to figure out her way. And I will tell y'all, there are times when we're doing shows, I'll tell somebody that I'm talking with, let me let you speak to my daughter. She can explain this better than I can. And I'm saying that because it's a fact. It's a fact. So somewhere you're going to have people that pop up in your business and you work with them. I have a 20-80 rule, and usually they say 20% of the people does 80% of the work. Well, I spend 80% of my time with the top 20% of my people because those are producers. So that's just another thing for a thought. But guys, this is just me. This is Gail Powers, and this is the way I do it. This is the life I'm living. And I pray that all of you can figure out your way and whatever it is you want, instill that in your heart and put legs on it and just go do it. Susie, I'll turn it back over to you, bud.
Gail, thank you so much. That was inspiring, and I loved it. How, I mean, people have to do the way they do it, and I love that. It's just a matter of getting out there and doing it. And if you don't want to be around people, like Gail says, you know, drop something off at their door, or you know, get with the people that have fell off of their auto ships. In fact, that's what I've started doing. I'm sending them some of the awesome literature that Vista Life offers us at an incredibly ridiculous low price. But they even have your name printed on it, different pamphlets. You have to call the home office and order those. But there's so many ways to get the word out there. So, Gail, thank you very much. And you guys, I hope you all have a fantastic rest of the week. And Dr. LeBron or Dr. Karina, one of them, will be with us next week. And, again, thank you, Gail. And God bless. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Good night, everybody.